time for our weekly segment with David Hellman of DallasCowboys.com.
We'll have David Hellman here momentarily. Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, is going to join us on Mondays throughout the season. Brought to you by Stonewood Dental. That's at 5:30. David Hellman joins us now, and we're going to try to focus as much as we can on the NFL and the Cowboys season opening and the roster, but we might accidentally slip into what happened Saturday night coming up in Austin, Texas. We might just dabble with the LSU Tigers and the University of Texas Longhorns. How you been, David? Did you it's not an off week or an off weekend, but it's pretty much your last breath of fresh air for what, like 15 to 20 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the sentiment, but I wouldn't even call it that. I mean, Saturday you're dealing with cuts. Sunday was all serious Zeke speculation, and you know, we had a full day at the office today, getting back out on the practice field and getting ready to go. So long weekend, but not much of a weekend in the NFL. And it's go time. It's game week.
All right, let's discuss the latest that at least you know of. It seemed like a lot of people, not saying they're not doing their job, but a lot of throwing mud against the wall and seeing what sticks. What's your thought right now on Zeke?
My thought is, you know, I really, in this day and age, I don't think reporters stand to gain that much by just, like, blatantly making stuff up, which, so when you see the amount of conflicting information going back and forth about the Zeke situation, it just makes me think that there's a disconnect between Zeke and his camp and the Cowboys. One side clearly feels much differently about this than the other, and that's the only explanation I can come up with for how it went from about to happen to not close in the span of like 12 hours. So, like I said, you know, I think this whole thing has been very agenda-driven. Each side kind of using the media to try to get their point across. I think this is another example of that. The only difference is you're kind of running out of time. Zeke probably needs to be here by like Wednesday to have a chance to play in this game. So I think the next 48 hours or so are going to be really interesting.
Do you think after all this, almost nothing has changed really? Whether it got further away or closer, he's still not there. So all that seemingly doesn't matter.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think the difference just is, we've been talking about this since July and nothing has really changed. The difference, like I said, is you're kind of running out of time. I mean, and the Cowboys have operated on that whole deadlines make deals mantra forever. And so, you know, if he's going to play against, if he's going to play in an NFL game, he needs to be here to first, you know, have the medical staff look at him, make sure he's fit enough to play professional football and get a few practices under him and get back to doing football stuff. I mean, you're not going to sign a contract on Saturday and be able to play in an NFL football game on Sunday. Like, I just don't think that's realistic. So if you want him available to play against the Giants, it's got to happen by, like I said, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday, but preferably Wednesday or Thursday. So nothing's different, but the window of time to get this thing done is rapidly closing.
David, the Cowboys have done a lot, obviously, everybody does in the offseason, to try to get better where they were weaker or not as good or not as good as they needed to be. Is there any particular part of the team that they did not strengthen, in your opinion?
I think depth is always a concern. You know, obviously injuries can derail just about anybody's season. Backup quarterback is concerning. Honestly, if Zeke doesn't show up, it'll be fascinating to see how these running backs hold up without him. But as far as like frontline talent, like starting players, what did they not improve? Maybe tight end. Jason Witten's back and he's had a good offseason. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to throw shade at the GOAT, but I think if you look at the depth chart across all spots, you look at that and say, yeah, I'm not really convinced that that's a lot better than it was last year, if anything, maybe a little bit. But, if you're thinking in terms of the NFL draft, which I always do, like you got to think of tight end as something that they would want to address with a really high priority at the next opportunity.
Did anything from Saturday's round of cuts surprise you?
As far as the least surprising round of cuts I can remember, they're really, you know, okay, Cedric Wilson didn't make the team, but that's your sixth wide receiver. If anything, like, the biggest impression is, like, every year we kind of go through this song and dance where we wring our hands about, well, that guy's not going to clear waivers, and every year they clear waivers. Like, all of those guys we were worried about, Cedric Wilson, Daniel Wise, all those guys, they clear waivers every single year. So I think that's my big takeaway. Pretty routine day as far as it goes for the Cowboys.
David, the deal with Zeke, one more question about that, and all the players have handled it very well when they've been asked about it. When does it become, in your opinion, a filter into the locker room? Is that there? They're just being smart with what they say and focus on what they can only do. They can't control his contract and negotiations. They have nothing to do with it. When does it, in your opinion, become what could be into the locker room distraction?
When he starts missing games and they start losing games, you know, obviously, yeah, it's easy. And you're right. Like, Cowboys players, whether you want to give Jason Garrett credit or whatever, Cowboys players are pretty good about not putting that type of stuff in the media. You heard several guys, you know, Lyle Collins called him family today. A lot of respect for him in that locker room. So, and I don't think that's just talk, but you know, if you're starting to miss games, plural, and the season is all of a sudden not going so rosy, I mean, we've talked about it before, you know, these first three games, Giants, Redskins, Dolphins, like, they should be able to win two, if not three of those without Zeke. They should be. But if that's not happening and all of a sudden, you know, people's seats are getting hot and starting to talk about this being a lost season, yeah, I could see that changing. And I don't know if they would take it to the media because they might be too smart for that, but I could see their attitude changing just within the walls of that locker room.
Yeah, David, I guess deep in my heart of hearts, I just still feel like something weird is going to happen in the next, you know, 24 hours, because that's just kind of how some of this stuff goes. Because, you know, right now they could be, Smokey and I were talking about this, that they could be having a conversation and Rocky Arsenault and Stephen Jones could be going, all right, great, awesome. And then Rocky Arsenault could say, hey, paragraph C, subsection B on page 35, we don't like that. What do you think, Stephen? He's like, ah, well, let's start over. You know, so that's just how these things go. And I don't know why I'm not worried he's not going to be there.
I'm not worried, and that's, you know, I've been saying since July he's not going to miss a game. I still feel that way. I still think he'll be there on Sunday. I've been saying it too long to change my mind now anyway. But, yeah, like, deadlines make deals with this team. That's what they do. They wait until they can't wait anymore, and then something happens. If there's one thing that – it's not so much that I'm worried. It's just, again, you are running out of hours to get him – into the facility if you want to have him available for Sunday. That doesn't make me worry, but it just does. I guess it's to the point where, you know, there's a saying where you look at the calendar instead of the clock. Well, now I'm kind of looking at the clock more than the calendar, because there's only a couple more days left where you can really pull this thing off. So if I had to bet right now, I still think something's going to happen. But like I keep saying, they're just kind of running out of hours to make it work.
There are maybe, I don't know if this is the right way to phrase this question or the statement I'm about to make, but at times there's a thought that maybe the Cowboys as a whole are not a tough franchise. That doesn't mean they haven't had success, but, you know, the old days of Landry, they won, and everyone always thought they were kind of a finesse offense with all the things they did. But 3 years ago, they had Tony Romo go down with a back injury that could have just crippled the franchise, and they still won a division with Dak Prescott. In fact, won a playoff game. Then last year, they lose Travis Frederick basically at about the same time, a little bit earlier, and they win a division championship. What does that say about them that they've been able to still overcome what could have been catastrophic injuries?
Honestly, the one thing I always give Jason Garrett credit for, like, you don't have to love him as a game day coach. I criticize him often for decisions he makes on game day, but like the mental edge that he has given this team is undeniable as far as I'm concerned, because they've really genuinely never seemed to blink. And that's not to say, like, obviously they've had hardships, they've had disappointing seasons, they've had bad losses. But you never see it linger. Like, you never see this team fold. I don't have the stat on me offhand, but I remember last year when they were struggling before they traded for Amari Cooper, I looked it up. Like the number of times Jason Garrett has let his team lose multiple games in a row is like twice or maybe three times in his entire Cowboys tenure. And, you know, they just never seem like they believe they're out of it. And you saw that last year. They fell down to 3-5. Everybody's firing Garrett and turning the page on the season. And the next thing you know, they're ripping off 7 wins in 9 games and making it to the second round of the playoffs. It's just kind of what they've done under him. And, you know, you don't have to like his decision-making on the sideline, but I think a lot of that is a testament to the, you know, one-step-at-a-time approach that he has instilled in this team.
By the way, there's a note today in the Tom Herman press conference. Jordan Whittington, the really spectacular freshman running back out of Cuero, has a sports hernia, is going to be out possibly for 6 weeks. Their backup quarterback, Roschon Johnson, is going to be the backup running back. And a linebacker, David Benga, becomes his backup because the depth, remember, they had Porter leave and they had Tanel Carter leave and others.
Well, it's because Tom Herman doesn't care about running backs.
No, he cares about them right now.
Yeah. Well, it's you don't know what you got until it's gone.
So much said about Whittington as an explosive player. And speaking of which, that's a perfect segue into David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com and LSU Tigers, Go Tigers, Purple and Gold Tigers.com. David, there's this little game that's been on the schedule for a while. Your thoughts about Saturday night in Austin?
Well, first of all, I'll be there, and I know it's the day before the Cowboys opener. I don't care. I wouldn't miss that for anything. So pumped to see what it's all about in Austin. Like, couldn't be more excited for an atmosphere. But at the same time, like, when games like this roll around, I mean, this ain't fun. Because I am a diehard LSU grad and fan living in the middle of Texas, and just the quality of my life is going to be determined by what happens on Saturday night. Because if my guys don't give me a win, then I'm going to hear about it from just about every direction possible, whether that's people I work with, people that, you know, my neighbors, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm
Clarence Hill.
I need my guys to come out with a win on Saturday night, or the next 365 days might be pretty rough. So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also kind of dreading it, if you catch my drift.
Okay, so it's a night game, David, right? It's at night. So you've got a pretty hard turnaround to get back up to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be tailgating all day. Like, I got, you know, LSU travels. I don't know if Texas people know that, but we're taking over your city. Just get ready for it. All my friends are coming in from across the country. LSU fans are going to be everywhere. We're going to be tailgating all day, game at night, and then I'll probably drag myself out of bed at like 7:30 on Sunday morning to get back to Dallas for the Cowboys game. And it might not be the smartest decision I've ever made, but like I said, I'm not missing that game. Stuff like that only comes around every once in a while.
All right, well, let me warn you. We've got some construction coming through Waco here.
Yeah.
It's going to annoy you both ways. Yeah. So.
All right, I got to give myself even more time then. That's fine. Maybe after we win, maybe I just won't go to bed.
Let me give you some history. I started working in television in Lufkin, Nacogdoches, at Texas at Channel 9. I'm a lifelong Washington Redskins fan, and I'm in my 38th year of broadcasting in Texas and covering the Cowboys all of those times, all of those years, no matter what media outlet it is. I know what you mean, except now they've become so irrelevant it doesn't matter when Dallas beats them, you know? But, yeah, it can be difficult. It really can be. You got to deal with the masses if LSU does not take care of business.
Oh, and trust me, I know, and you know, and that, I wouldn't have it any other way, because like, I'm one of those fans, like, classiness and sportsmanship is for suckers. Like, we play this game to win and have fun, and so when my team wins, I'm going to talk a lot of smack. I'm going to let everybody hear it when my team's doing good. So it's only fair to expect the reverse when you lose. So I'll be ready for it, good or bad. I can't wait. I love college football so much. I just hope it's a good game.
All right. Thank you, man. Good luck, David. Thank you for your time. David Hellman, DallasCowboys.com.